The bill to end indexing is partly in response to recent high gasoline prices. Former 32nd District Republican Brian Rood was in office when indexing became law. Rood says the formula is based on gasoline prices, usage, and transportation needs. He says it was designed to provide stable funding for road construction.
The formula, while people say it's indexed to go up automatically, that's not entirely true. It can go up or down depending on what the usage is and what the price is. And so it's a formula that tries to level the funding for road construction. So if the legislature says we're going to spend $1 billion on road construction, then the indexing formula makes sure that that gets achieved.
Rood says some don't like indexing because it appears to give a state agency the right to raise taxes. But Rood says the legislature can control transportation funding levels. Some 20 years after indexing was implemented, current 32nd District Republican Senator Dan Kopanky says he'll likely vote against ending indexing when it comes up next week.
If we had an adequate replacement for the current funding of the transportation system, then I would look at doing something different. But I haven't seen anything up to this point.
The bill is sponsored by State Senator Tom Reynolds. It would end the tax increase in April and result in a $5 million shortfall in the transportation budget. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.